This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your fresh, healthy vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help fresh, healthy vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8000. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8000. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8000.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
I'm Kathy Cutis, part of the fourth generation of the Tom Cutis family. The Cutis family is here to personally guarantee that when the time arrives for funeral arrangements, no one will be pressured to make decisions that would not fit your family needs. Our trained, licensed funeral directors will answer your questions and you make the decisions. If you feel you are in a situation that does not give you the time to decide what is best for your family, you are in the wrong place. Contact Cutis Funeral Homes, affordability with dignity for over 100 years.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. With Aerosmith asking the musical question, Sweet Emotion? I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me, and now we need you to join us if you would like to play the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on, scientifically proven. We sent this over to Washington University, and they ran it through their best biotech labs over there, and we have scientific proof. Well, our really more scientific conjecture, really not even really a theory. It's more we made it up, but we still like
to
say.
Is that Deep Blue involved with that? Wasn't that the?
That was the computer.
IBM chess computer.
Yeah, it was either Deep Blue or Watson.
Yes, there was Watson involved.
One of the two was involved in this, and they all decided that we just made it up. But we like saying it anyway, and so I will again. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on, and you can participate by calling now 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. And while I've been babbling, people have already been doing that, and we're already ready for our first contestant. Hello, Keith.
Hey, good day.
Welcome to the show. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get a unique broadcast opportunity, a chance to shout out to the family, suck up to the boss, use it for your own commercial endorsement, pre-prepared statement, whatever you'd like to do. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, and the airwaves are yours.
Well, first and foremost, say hi to my wife, beautiful, and other than that, Colin Jeffries, there was a curveball, not a fastball, it hit Matt Holliday.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you for the
Thank
correction.
You, the watchdog group out there, Colin. Be careful.
We appreciate
was
that.
Was your wife's name Beautiful? Is that what he said? My wife Beautiful?
Yeah, that's what it sounded
that's
like.
That's my nickname for her.
Oh, very. That's so sweet.
Very, very nice. Let's turn on a semi-random category computer. See where the questions and categories land once they come spinning out. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? You can have that, or you can have not gonna win an Emmy. The Emmy Awards are this Sunday on Fox. Or you can have it happened in August. Those are our first three categories. You get to choose the one you would like. Keith?
Well, I will go with have you been paying attention just to see how much I haven't been.
All right. That's the confidence we love on the Harris Challenge. And here's how it works. 60 seconds on the clock and five questions to answer. A total value you can capture here of 15 points. You don't have to get it all. You got to get at least 8, more than half of the points available to win. And if you do, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have one location in Florissant.
Donuts.
And one location in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
Movie passes for a free movie. You might want to go see The Visits or the new movie with what's his name? The intern.
Robert De Niro.
Robert
and
De Niro,
Hathaway.
That's it.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro's in that. Also.
He's a new kid. You'll learn his name eventually after he's been in the business for a while.
It's like a game of password.
I'll figure it out.
That was, what it was really like? The $20,000 pyramid.
Yeah, it was.
he was trying to get me
intern,
to figure out. Like
that
oh, what's his
guy.
Name? What's his name? You know the guy I'm talking about. That guy.
Also, your choice.
Let's play Pyramid. No, we're playing the Harris Challenge.
Peroni's Pizzeria. We have a $25 gift card for them.
Very
they
nice.
Have, locate, they
you know,
have
you can get
locations.
There. They have that, what do you call that? That round thing.
Pizza.
It's got cheese. That's
yes.
Pizza. Yeah.
They have a new location at M and P in O'Fallon.
You know who likes that pizza? It's that guy from that movie, The Intern. What's
oh,
his
Robert
name?
De Niro.
That's it, exactly.
Yeah, he's a new guy.
I can never think of his name.
Oh, and if you get the clean sweep.
Wait a second, what about the nuts and ice cream?
Oh, hold on a second here. Keep that going.
Hey, hold on, just stop for just a second. By way of explanation, ladies and gentlemen, Dan is on serious drugs today.
I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about illegal drugs. He's not a presidential candidate after
no,
all.
No.
No, he's having serious back problems, and he's on a narcotic.
Prescribed narcotic.
Well, yes, a prescribed narcotic.
We don't know who it was prescribed to, but he got his hands on some Percocet and apparently took some right before the show today, and you are getting to hear the results live here today. It's exciting, isn't it?
I generally don't take it during the day, but I had to today.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Good story, Dan. So now back to the nuts and ice cream.
From Family Nuts, right here at Westport Plaza, you get one free hand-dipped ice cream or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
Mm, I recommend the unsalted cashews. Yum. But that's not all we have in the prize packages here, because if you do get all 15 points for the clean sweep, we add in this bonus.
That's right, a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. You can check jimmyscafe.com.
So that's what you're playing for here, Keith, and you've chosen the category, Have You Been Paying Attention? And after all of that, we finally have got the clock set to 60 seconds. Are you ready to go?
Please.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What invention made Ahmed Mohammed famous this week?
Pass.
Which country was hit this week with an earthquake so big that 1 million people had to flee to safety?
Chile.
Correct. Which state had a tax-free marijuana day this week after announcing it's made more tax revenue from weed than from alcohol?
Colorado.
Correct. From what country have 4 million people fled a civil war, with many becoming refugees in Europe?
Syria.
Correct. Which former late-night host is said to be part of an upcoming National Geographic series on climate change?
I'll go with David Letterman.
You are correct. Back to the one-pointer for the clean sweep. What invention made Ahmed Mohammed famous this week?
Boy, I cannot even place this one.
5 seconds if you want to guess.
Ice cream maker. I have no idea.
Now, Ahmed Mohammed is a 14-year-old kid in a town in Texas.
Oh, he had the clock.
Yes, he built a clock, took it to school, and his teacher...
And got arrested.
Yeah, his teacher said, well, Ahmed Mohammed, Muslim, he's not building a clock, he's building a bomb. And they called the cops, and he's actually gotten interesting phone calls from MIT and Harvard and an invitation to the White House and all sorts of other stuff. That's what made him famous this week, Keith. So
just
14
clean sweet on it. Oh.
Yeah, almost, but 14 points still makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on, and drug-induced Dan will tell you what you've won.
I can speak his language.
All right, dude. Here's Steve as our next contestant. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Paul.
5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
I really don't have one other than I want to try to win some donuts.
All right. Well, we...
Or maybe a Percocet.
we're not allowed to do that.
Darn. Okay, well, I'll settle with the donuts.
But I will tell you, if you get the donuts from Old Town Donuts, the maple bacon donuts there are better than Percocet. You'll feel better after eating one of those because, first of all, they're the size of your head. And second of all, maple and bacon and donut all together. Oh, yeah. Which category would you like here, Steve? We have not going to win an Emmy. It happened in August. Or our new third category, multiple choice music legends.
I'll try multiple-choice music legend.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which music legend was punked recently by two Russian comedians who pretended to be Vladimir Putin calling about LGBT issues? George Michael, Elton John, or Joan Jett?
Elton John.
Correct. Which of these music legends did not start Farm Aid, which celebrates its 30th anniversary tomorrow in Chicago? Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, John Mellencamp?
Kris Kristofferson.
Correct. Which music legend announced a new Las Vegas show starting next year? Aretha Franklin, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross?
Lionel Richie.
Correct. Which music legend is teaming with John Legend to write the SpongeBob musical? David Bowie, Chrissy Hynde, or Bono?
David Bowie.
Correct. Which music legend is suing his now-dead longtime attorney over a contract that paid the lawyer's family royalties forever? Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, or Elvis Costello?
Stevie Wonder.
At the buzzer, you said Stevie Wonder. Here's the story. Thursday, Stevie Wonder said that his now-dead longtime attorney, Johann Vigoda, made the blind music legend sign a contract that paid royalties to the lawyer and his family indefinitely without telling Wonder what the legal agreement said. This sounds like a joke. You've got a blind client. You tell him something that's not on the piece of paper, and he signs it.
My grandson wants an autograph, Stevie. Would you mind signing this?
Stevie Wonder says he signed the contract when he was 21 and had not been told the terms, which stated that the Vigoda family would be paid in perpetuity. Vigoda's widow has filed a countersuit against Wonder, who stopped paying him back in 2011. So that's the story, Steve, but the bigger story is you got every question right for the clean sweep, all 15 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I get my donuts.
You can get the donuts and that dinner at Jimmy's on the Park, which I know you'll enjoy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes in a moment while I meet our third contestant. Hello, Marty.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, as I'm passing Busch Stadium, go Cards.
Okay. They'll have to go a little further than they did today.
Yes.
Got crushed by the Cubs. Let's see what we have here. We've got Not Gonna Win an Emmy. It happened in August, or our new third category, The Business Desk.
Let's go with It Happened in August. Please.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Marty. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which classic American breakfast cereal was invented by William Kellogg in August 1898?
Cornflakes.
Correct. Which was used for the first time in the execution of William Kemmler in August 1890? What was used?
Pass.
All right.
Yeah, pass.
Which important piece of Americana can you find on what was once called Bedloe's Island?
Wow. Pass.
Who wrote the 1854 book Walden, in which he described his experiences while living in a cabin near a Massachusetts pond?
Thoreau.
Correct. What was the name of the U.S. Air Force plane that dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima in August 1945?
Enola Gay.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What was used for the first time in the execution of William Kemmler in 1890?
Oh, gun, maybe.
Electric chair. All right. What can you find on Bedloe's Island, important piece of Americana?
I don't know.
Bedloe's Island is now called Liberty Island because it is the home of the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
Marty, you didn't get the two and the three, but you got the rest for 10 points. You're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. We'll meet contestant number four. That's you, Andrew.
How you guys doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Okay, my little cheap plug opportunity. I'm a part of a new little TV show on Charter Channel 198. On Thursdays at 11 p.m. called The Darren Yates Show. Give it a listen if you like.
Okay.
All right.
Which category would you like here? Not going to win an Emmy or the business desk?
I'm not really feeling good about either, so let's go with the business desk.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Andrew. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What company sued the St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission this morning and has started doing business here without official approval? It is Uber. What network got its highest ratings ever Wednesday night thanks to the CNN. GOP debate? Correct. Which car company was ordered today to recall nearly a half a million vehicles over emissions software?
Pass.
Which beer would not be part of a proposed merger between AB InBev and SAB Miller? Molson, Corona, or Blue Moon?
Corona.
Molson. Which car company showed how it's taking on Tesla by unveiling this week its first all-electric sports car at the Frankfurt Motor Show?
The VW?
Porsche. Back to the three-pointer. Keep that answer in mind for this one. Which car company was ordered today to recall nearly 500,000 vehicles over emissions software?
Porsche.
No, it's the one you got wrong with the other one.
VW, of course.
I wouldn't use the same answer for two different questions.
So you never know.
Porsche's going all electric. Volkswagen's going to recall. I'm going to give that one to you, Andrew, and give you 6 points here. Because either way, you're still below the winning.
I still have to be punished.
Yes, that's how the Harris Challenge works. If you don't win, you get punished. I read today that Keith Richards is coming out with a new album called Cross-Eyed Heart. It's a solo album, his first in over 20 years. And he and Mick Jagger are writing songs together for a No Stones album. By the way, the Stones have not had a good song since Start Me Up in 1982. So I don't know that anybody's going to care. But also, yeah. Keith Richards has a documentary about his life that has just premiered on Netflix called Under the Influence. And when I think of Keith Richards, I think of the most famous guitar riff in rock and roll history. That would be the opening of Satisfaction, which he supposedly did one night into a recorder, woke up in the morning, didn't remember what it was, listened to it and went, wow, that's good. And it turned into Satisfaction. So if you're going to have that great story about a great guitar riff, why not have a version of the song with no guitar in it? And for that, you can thank Britney Spears.
Oh, boy. Be calling the Geneva Convention. This is torture instead of punishment.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that when Keith and Mick wrote it, they thought, let's have a slower version in an EDM format with no actual guitars and some auto-tune.
Of course that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes, it does. I'm sorry you didn't win, Andrew, but thank you for playing. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, you too, guys.
All right, here's our final contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, hello, Paul. I'd like to, after hearing that, I'd like to have some donuts with Percocet sprinkled on top.
Maple bacon Percocet. Just ask for them by name.
That's exactly right. Okay, I got four people in the car. Let's do it.
All right, the category is not going to win an Emmy. 60 seconds on the clock.
My voice may change.
All right, that's okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not nominated for Best Drama? Better Call Saul, Orange is the New Black, or The Good Wife?
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul.
The Good Wife. Which of these is not nominated for Best Comedy? The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Blackish, Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley.
Blackish. Which of these is not nominated for Best Actor in a Drama? Terrence Howard, Liev Schreiber, Kyle Chandler?
Kyle Chandler.
Terrence Howard. Which of these is not nominated for Best Actress in a Drama? Taraji P. Henson, Elizabeth Moss, Juliana Margulies.
Juliana Margulies.
Correct. Which of these is not nominated for Best Actress in a Comedy? Amy Schumer, Sofia Vergara, Lily Tomlin.
Vergara.
The correct answer is. Is it a consensus there in the car that it's Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
You are correct. It is Sofia Vergara at the buzzer. So that and your Juliana Margulies, 5 and 4 makes 9. And sometimes, I guess, great minds put together can win the Harris Challenge.
There we go.
Congratulations. By the way, let me just go back here, because Terrence Howard's nominated for is not nominated for Empire, but Taraji P. Henson is. Liev Schreiber is nominated for Ray Donovan. Kyle Chandler nominated for a Netflix series called Bloodlines. Elizabeth Moss is nominated for Mad Men. Juliana Margulies not nominated for The Good Wife. They did not have a good Emmy season. And Sofia Vergara not nominated, but Amy Schumer, who I hope wins for Inside Amy Schumer, is nominated against Lily Tomlin in that Best Actress in a Comedy category. Scott, you got 9 points. You're our fourth winner today. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. We'll drink to that.
All right. Not until you get home.
Heading to the restaurant.
Okay. Have a great time there. Thanks so much for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you want to catch previous Harris Challenges, you can go to my website, harrisonline.com, and click the Harris Challenge link. Or come back here and play next Friday exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they've cleared the crash on eastbound 4064 before 141. Now, you're still jammed up from Boone's Crossing up to Clarkson, but then things start moving along a little bit better there. They've cleared the accident northbound 270 north of Dorset, so that's all looking better. But southbound 270 still jamming up midway between McKelvey and Dorset down through Highway 44. They also, I could see traffic starting to get through where that overturned tractor trailer is out near High Hill before 19. You still have a several-mile jam-up, but it looks like it is starting to move a little bit. Downtown, we had a stalled vehicle on eastbound 40 near 14th Street. Doesn't look like much has changed there because traffic is jammed back to Vandeventer through about 14th Street, and then it opens up as you make your way toward the Poplar Street Bridge. And on southbound 170, we're looking still pretty heavy, though, from Olive down through Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so accurate and easy to use, it's the number one choice of pediatricians. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-531-4902. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-531-4902. That's 1-800-531-4902. Call 1-800-531-4902.
Normally, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has great pricing on great hardwood floors. Well, now, hold on to your hat, because Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is having their 12th annual warehouse sale starting Friday, September 25th, and you can shop now at all three locations prior to the event and choose your own hardwood flooring. At Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, they have a giant selection of hardwood, laminate, and luxury vinyl plank. Now, I just purchased that and installed it in my basement. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors walked me through the process. They gave me samples to take home. Then they showed me how to install it myself, saving me all sorts of money. Now, they gave me a deal not because I'm their spokesman, but because I'm their customer. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, Friday, September 25th, is their 12th annual warehouse sale. To find out everything you need to know, BoardwalkHardwood.com. Locally owned and operated with three showrooms in Manchester, Crestwood, and St. Peter's. For all the information, BoardwalkHardwood.com. Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
If you're suffering with hearing loss and you don't want to hear more clearly again, cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
What are the signs of foundation problems? Cracks could be in outside masonry or inside drywall. They can be vertical or horizontal. They can be in block and poured foundations, but they all have two things in common. They get worse if you ignore them, and they keep stealing value from your home until the problem is fixed. Call this area's most respected company, Woods Basement Systems. Woods will come out and do a free written proposal and restore your home's value. Call Woods at 866-581-1081 or online at woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com. Woods Basement Systems is celebrating 29 years of drying up wet basements, moldy dirt crawl spaces, and basement finishing. We also raise and level sunken concrete. We will raise trip hazards along sidewalks, raise patio and pool slabs on uneven driveways. Call Woods for a free estimate at 866-581-1081 or online, woodsbasementsystems.com.
We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Raise it, don't replace it.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The Entrepreneur's Phone System.
Classic Car Studio, headquartered in St. Louis, is truly your one-stop shop for classic car restoration service and sales. They are owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take pride in their product and their work. Visit Classic Car Studios during their open house, Saturday, October 3rd, from 4 till 8 p.m. to see Classic Car Studios showroom, new interior, and paint and body shops. Plus, there'll be food, drink, and music. Classic Car Studio is at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For details, go to ClassicCarStudio.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-731-2474. 800-731-2474.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 till 5 p.m. as they broadcast from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. next to each other in the Chesterfield Valley. You'll know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof and the big brass pig Trixie right in front of the smokehouse door. You go inside of the smokehouse, get some great food to take home for this weekend, throw it on the grill, get some salad, some soup, some pie, all that stuff. Or if you don't want to cook, right next door, Annie Guns, one of the nicest restaurants in this town. Take your choice. Annie Guns in the Smokehouse. Sponsors of this portion of the Friday show here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. That's Ian. That's Dan. And from Southern California, that's Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give me this.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Hey, doing good. We start off with a pop quiz question, as always. Name the name of the funny man who graduated New York University with honors. Steve Martin. Jim Carrey, David Spade, Adam Sandler. Answer in a minute. Odds and ends, the Ariana Grande, the world, is, as they say, is the most hated in Hollywood, has come out with her own perfume called Ari. Smells a little bit like sweet flour, sour buttermilk. About all I can tell you. John Hamm, Jason Alexander, Tom Selleck, Billy Crystal, Michael Keaton, Michael Bolton, Jim Parsons, Matthew Perry, and other stars play in a regular secret softball league at various parks in Southern California. The locations change every week so not to draw attention, and nobody is the wiser. The players are either actors, actresses, or singers. Rules include no cameras, no publicists, no managers, no agents, no friends. It's just a time where these people can get together, have a little fun, socialize, and be normal without any fans around. You've done it now for 3 or 4 years. I think that's kind of cool, don't you?
Yeah. Well, like they're not very good at keeping a secret if you found out about it.
Yeah, we don't know where they play every week.
Oh, that's right.
With eight women suing Bill Cosby, his attorney bills are going through the roof, and word is Cosby could end up bankrupt. Oh, the poor rapist.
Oh, that would be too bad. Did you see that thing on A&E last night with some of his accusers?
Yeah, and he's just hideous.
Yeah.
I mean, how... After seeing, did you watch it?
I saw about 20 minutes of it, and a couple of the women on there just made me think that there's no doubt in this story anymore.
And the story's even got more horrific.
Yeah.
As time went on.
Yeah.
In case you missed it, Rihanna went to Floyd Mayweather's fight a couple weeks ago. Mayweather hit on her, and Rihanna knocked him out with a cold shoulder. You know how women can do that.
Now, we have to... You qualify something here, because when you're talking about Floyd Mayweather... And,
no, I didn't hit. Come on now.
Well, it's Rihanna, so you never know.
Never know. Reminder that Black Mass opens up today. I gave it 4 stars. Did you see it?
I did not. I'm looking forward to it, though, because I'm very intrigued by this Whitey Bulger story.
And Johnny Depp is just fabulous.
Yeah.
Best thing he's done in a long, long time.
Good.
New York Post headline, story about a real jerk woman. She takes a 1-pound, 3-month-old Maltese puppy, put it in a pillowcase, slammed it against the wall, smashed its skull, broke its ribs, threw it out of a car window onto train tracks, and the little puppy lived. Police saw the end of this whole thing go down. She was arrested. She's been found guilty of multiple felony animal cruelty counts. And her sentence is coming up. They believe that she'll get 2.5 years in a state prison. New York Post headline screamed, puppy abuser gets a court pounding. She might get a pounding when she gets to prison, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put her in a pound.
You know, you think, how could anybody do that to an animal? But then you think, some people do that to babies.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Sick.
Date in history, September 18th, 1971. Biggest cheater in sports is born. Lance Armstrong.
Mm.
On this date, 1970, the greatest guitar player died. Jimi Hendrix. And what do you think about this pop quiz question? New York University with honors. Steve Martin, Jim Carrey, David Spade, Adam Sandler.
Mm.
Wow. I'm going to let Dan go first.
Wait, who was the second one? He said
Steve Martin, Jim Carrey, David Spade, Adam Sandler.
Dan's on drugs today, Mike.
I'll go Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he's going with the second one.
I'm going to say David Spade.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think it might be David Spade.
Come on, Adam Sandler.
Oh.
And finally, Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play day. Aloha Friday. How about them Denver Broncos, homie? Lily Yokalani, Lani on the OK, La Ku and a Ka, and Hui Hui Ho. Kill away, Kami, Ka, Hu. Wabba Nalu Kabaki, Ka, Ka, Hui Ho.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. He mentioned the Broncos and the Chiefs. Great game last night. The Rams are going to have a tough one this week. You know, it's one thing to beat the Seahawks. Anybody can beat the Seahawks. This week they have real competition, the Redskins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. The Rams could be 2-0.
Wow, that's a quarter of the way through the expected win total for this season.
We're talking Super Bowl.
Story online just moments ago that the chances of the Rams winning the Super Bowl after winning their first game went from 66-1 to 40-1. Should have gotten your money down 10 days ago.
Yeah. Really?
And while we're talking about the NFL, and I'm going to get to knuckleheads in the news here in just a second, but this is about knocking heads. New study of traumatic head injury by the VA department and Boston University says they've studied 91 former NFL players. 87 of them tested positive for brain disease at the center of the debate over concussions. 96% of NFL players they've examined and 79% of all football players suffer from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, which is the disease I was talking about just a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about the new Will Smith movie, Concussion, which is coming out on Christmas Day, and which the NFL is going to hate because it's about them trying to cover up the findings of Dr. Bennett Amalu, who was the first guy to uncover this connection between playing football and brain damage. And now there's even more evidence about it from these organizations, and you just got to wonder, will there be such a thing as professional football in a future if the present includes parents who hear these stories and don't let their sons play football?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I know a lot of people who say, oh no, I'm going to get my son to play something else where his head won't have the gray matter turned into mush after a while. So we'll follow that story for you, continuing here on the Big 550 KTRS. But now, we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin today in San Francisco, where Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella had an embarrassing moment this week at the Dreamforce conference. He was trying to show off what the company's virtual assistant Cortana can do for business. Cortana is Microsoft's answer to Apple's Siri or Google's voice search. So Nadella was explaining that Cortana can understand spoken commands and give you relevant results, and they can really help you with your business presentations. So at one point, Nadella has a laptop with a Windows 10 operating system running on it, which has Cortana built into it. And he says to Cortana, "Show me my most at-risk opportunities." And Cortana's result is, "Show me to buy milk at this opportunity." He tries it again. Same request. This time, Cortana doesn't understand him at all, just opens up his reminders. He tries it a third time, it fails, and he goes, "All right, we'll come back to that." You're the CEO of Microsoft, and you can't get your assistant to work that way? That's a bad sales job in front of the world. Story number two comes from Manatee, Florida, where a woman came home one morning, noticed some of her things were out of place. And that's when a guy by the name of Stephen Haynes came out of one of the rooms and tried to push past her. But the woman grabbed onto Haynes, suspected that the backpack he was wearing was full of her stuff. She managed to dump some items out of the bag, including her credit cards and her jewelry, and she would not let go of him until he allowed her to take pictures of him with her cell phone. And she knocked the socks that he was wearing on his hands off. He was wearing the socks on his hands so he wouldn't leave fingerprints. But without them, he had to pull on the doorknob with his bare hands and thus leave behind the fingerprints. And when deputies got on the scene, they, of course, ran the fingerprints. But first, they were able to identify Haynes from the pictures the woman had taken, one of which showed a chest tattoo, which a deputy recognized. "I know this guy. In fact, this guy just got out of prison and is on probation." So they call his probation officer and find out he's due for a drug screen the next day. And that's when the deputies went down to the probation officer's office and found Haynes. And not only did they bust him for the burglary, they also found on him 6 baggies of heroin, a spoon, and a needle.
Oops.
That's what he had on him when he went for the drug test. Which is why he's a knucklehead in the news. Thanks to Matt Burrows for this story from White River Junction, Vermont, where several drivers called 911 to report a guy going over 100 miles an hour and weaving in and out of traffic on I-89. Cops finally caught up with the guy named Seth Titchener. They asked, why are you going so fast? He said, I'm on my way to pay a speeding ticket. The cop said, that's pretty funny, because I'm about to give you a speeding ticket. He said, no, really, I have to get to court in like 5 minutes, or I'm going to have to pay penalties on a speeding ticket. And the cop said, you're going to have a new court date. You can handle all of this at the same time. And thanks to Ian for finding this story in Florida, of course, of a guy named William Lamberson, who thought he was texting some friends to buy some weed, but accidentally texted Captain Brian Bergen of the Sheriff's Narcotics Unit. Bergen asked Lamberson who he was, asked him to send a photo of himself. Lamberson did that. They set up a meet at the 7-Eleven. When they did that, Lamberson asked the police captain if he had any weed he could buy from him. The captain played along, continued to text the suspect for several days after that, including asking him, you got any hooks for some blow? Lamberson texted back, oh, I got you, bro. And the next time they met, Lamberson had the blow and the cops had the handcuffs. And we'll finish today in Columbus, Ohio, with some thieves who used some large rocks to break through the glass back door of a Verizon store. Once inside, they caused a whole bunch of damage and stole some things, too. Fake phones. Why are there fake phones at a Verizon store? Because that store had been hit before, and the owner had the employees put the fake phones on the shelves and lock the real phones in the vault every night. So congratulations, guys. You're going to do some time for stealing stuff that wouldn't have sold for a penny on the streets. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Knuckleheads in the news brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. When you need a cab, use the STL taxi app to get one to come to your door. Or call them at 314-652-3456. That's Laclede Cab. I am Paul Harris on behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and everybody else. And Tim, of course, who works here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon Friday edition. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
And let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. It does look like we have a stalled vehicle. It was blocking the right lane on southbound 270 north of Highway 44. Now it's off on the shoulder. But you're still running slow from Page down through Ladue and then stop and go from Highway 40 down to about Big Bend. If you are traveling on westbound Highway 70, it looks like we've got some stop-and-go traffic now from Union past Jennings Station Road. Also, on westbound 40, things are looking much, much better until you get out in the O'Fallon area or St. Charles County. You're heavy just west of Winghaven out through Highway 70. Traffic is still running slow as you where that overturned tractor trailer was on westbound 70 before Highway 19, but it does look much, much thinner, so they must have that thing off to the shoulder. And on eastbound Highway 40, you're running stop and go now, approaching McKnight through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They introduce Speed Perks Rewards program. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This Saturday, the Tigers take on the University of Connecticut Huskies on KTRS. Sponsored by the Carpenters District Council of Greater St. Louis. Online at carpdc.org.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I'm glad that they found somebody, because my daughter didn't deserve this. She really didn't deserve this.
Rape charges against a 17-year-old in connection to the death of a woman whose body was found on Monday. Family reaction to this latest development.
Uber officials turned on their service on the streets of St. Louis. What's next in ongoing negotiations to bring the ride service here?
Born from the Merrimack River, how this Pacific Sports Park is being transformed into a place of honor and remembrance.